Sounds like a interesting idea, and I did try one of those CYT9000s. I believe it was the Delta model that was 220 only. It could do 65 watts. It was a mobile version. And I programmed the thing. I transmitted, you know, on the first day with it, no problem. The next day, I turned it on, came out to transmit on 220, and all she seen was the little magic smoke leave the box. Like, well, okay. So, but not, you know, not saying that the Chinese radios are horrible. For what you pay for, you get what you pay for. I've had a few that have been decent, but once again, they're not built to the quality standard that you pay for. Or like the Yaesu or ICOM, so that you pay a lot more money. The software is generally more basic, you know, a lot of less function, but I've got a QIT 7800D, I think it is, that has served me faithfully on 220 and 2 meter and 440 for about 3 years now. Granted, I run it on very little power and don't try to push anything because I had a Radionity that was basically the same thing with different software that lasted me about 2 months. But, you know, it is what it is. So, but no, I got to get running here this afternoon. So I had a couple things I need to get to, and it was great talking to you. And hopefully you stay healthy down there and get well. And we'll catch you again here on 220. KDMY.